say anything.
Let's boogie, folks. Come on out. We've got a lot to talk about.
Can you find on your iPad information for this weekend, the Colonial Classic? I'd like to know starting times, the order of the events.
I can't find it on your iPad because you're using it.
Everyone to center, huddle up. What event is this Sunday? What time does it start?
5 a.m.
You are cruel. I don't even have time to jump in my makeup by then. So, do you know the order of events? Which style of dancing is first? Smooth, American, rhythm, Latin? So before we're finished tonight, I want to make sure everybody knows what's what. Sorry, say it again.
I'm going to be sending out a packet with all that information in it before midnight tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, I will post it on the class page.
Good. How many of you are dancing this Sunday in the Colonial Classic? Wow, one. Maybe tonight's class will inject even more confidence and you all just find it completely irresistible. So that's what I'm hoping. Next Monday, there is no class. Do you already know that? So this class does not meet next Monday, the 12th, because there's no room available. I'm surprised. It's Columbus Day, I think. But pardon me?
Can we get work off?
Government employees.
The following week, class will be held as usual, but we're having a special guest coach champion come in to coach the class. So that's going to be really fun. So that's on the 19th. I'm out of the country that week, so while I'm gone, we're going to hire somebody really special to come run the class. We have three choices at the moment. We're still trying to decide which is the best one. For instance, I think you need a woman's influence. It would be great to have a woman teach the class. There are several current competitive people, so it would be really great for you to see this high-powered competitor dance your figures and show how they would do it and so on. So that's 2 weeks from tonight. So next week, no class, and then guest coach 2 weeks from now. Last week, we did something new in the waltz. What was it? What was the name of that combination of figures in the waltz? Yeah. So I expect the adults in the room to remember that it's called the basic amalgamation. And the reason why I put it that way is when I tell the kids, they come back the next week and, what was that basic Dalmatian we did last week? So, no, it's not a Dalmatian, it's amalgamation. So tonight we need to review that thoroughly. Let's start with the leaders on that side and the followers on this side. And then let's slide down this way to this end of the room. Oops, excuse me. Sorry. Come way down here. Farther. Leaders, come way down here. We want to start at one end of the room and dance to the other end. So since we're going to dance that way, then that's the line of dance, and we're starting with the leaders facing diagonal wall. Leaders, start with your right foot and do the natural turn. That is, forward, side, together, back, side, together. Now we're facing diagonal center. Do a right foot, close change. One, two, three. Now start with your left foot and do the reverse turn. Forward, side, together, back, side, together, and then facing diagonal wall, the left foot close change. One, two, three, and then we're ready to start again right from here. Do the natural turn. It has six steps. One, two, three, four, five, six. Right foot close change. One, two, three. Reverse turn for six steps. One, two, three, four, five, six. Left foot close, change. One, two, three. Natural turn to start again. So that's four figures in the amalgamation. Let's go way back and pick up the followers part. So, followers, how many figures are in the basic amalgamation? I just told them, you're supposed to be listening to everything I tell them. Yes, four. Name them in order. Figure number one?
Natural turn.
Natural turn. Figure number two? For him, it's a right foot closed change. So for her, it's going to be a left foot closed change. Figure number three? Reverse turn. So for us, the opposite of natural is reverse. And then there's a final closed change. Let's go through all of that. So you're backing diagonal wall, left foot back into the natural turn. One, two, three, four, five, six. Let's make sure we're all in agreement on our alignment. Backing diagonal center. You were right the first time. There we are. Good. So you're backing diagonal center. Now, left foot back to do the closed change. One, two, three. Now remember, the closed change doesn't turn. So still backing this way. There. Good. Now right foot back into the reverse turn. One, two, three, four, five, six. And right foot closed change. One, two, three. From here, we're starting again. Left foot back, natural turn. One, two, three, four, five, six. Left foot closed change. One, two, three. Reverse turn. Right, two, three, left, two, three, and a right foot closed change. And then start again with the natural turn. Good. Take it back to the beginning and make sure we're getting a handle on this basic amalgamation. Leaders, have you got it? Let's dance it a few more times. Let's get this really set. Natural turn, right foot, and right, two, three, left, two, three. Then a right foot closed change. Now the reverse turn. Left, two, three. Right, two, three. And a left foot closed change. Start again. One, two, three, four, five, six. Right foot closed change. One, two, three, four, five, six. Left foot closed change. And then start again. Good. Let's slide back and check the ladies' part again. Good. Ladies, come this way even more. Ready? And left, two, three. Her right, two, three. And a left foot closed change. Now her right, two, three. Her left, two, three. And a right foot. Start again. Left, two, three. Her right, two, three. And a left foot closed change. And right, two, three. Left, two, three, and a right foot closed change, and then we start again. Good. All the way back, and pick up a partner on the way. While you're dancing tonight, would it be overly embarrassing if occasionally I would just say, look at you two and what, and point out things?
No, no, no.
Good, good. Stand finely. I want to see everyone looking fine. Good. One heel is off the floor. Ladies, it should be your left heel off the floor. Gentlemen, your right heel. Okay, we're going to swing right into that first turn, the natural turn. Ready? And one, two, three, four, five, six. Change step. Now turn the other way. One, two, three, four, five, six. And a change step. Starting again. One, two, three, four, five, six. And a change step. And one, two, three, four, five, six, and a change step. Start again. Good. Come back and let's do it again. All the way back. This time. Listen, please. This time I'd like each couple just to go whenever you're ready. Work it out. Let's see what you have. Go whenever you're ready. If the plan makes sense, even if you can't perfectly execute it, raise your hand if the plan makes sense to you. Raise your hand if you feel lost with the basic amalgamation. Okay, let's do another review without a partner and make sure no one feels lost. So followers over there, leaders back this way. And leaders, come across much more. Want to make sure it's obvious we're not dancing down the middle of the room. Ever, we're always dancing down the side of the room. Okay, here we go with our natural turn. Ready? And one, two, three, one, two, hold it there. Just checking, make sure everybody's still with us. Good, close change. And one, two, reverse. One, two, three, four, five, six, and the final close change. And then start again. Keep going, you're on your own. I like to dance cheek to cheek with Myra too. Come on back. We're about to do this again with a partner. Before we do, I just want to check a couple of details with you. What is your starting alignment? Diagonal wall. What is your alignment after figure number one, the natural turn? Diagonal center. And then after the reverse turn, we're back to diagonal wall. So make sure you know those two key alignments. Leaders, if you're kind of confident, raise your hand. Leaders. Okay. Followers, if you're not confident, find one of those leaders. Everybody, find a partner. More confident leaders, raise your hand. If you're kind of thinking you understand what's going on, if you're not sure of yourself, find one of those people. Okay. Quickly, and everybody move this way. Everybody come across this room more. Good. Unhand your partner just a moment. Just want to make sure everybody knows the rules of the road here tonight. Ordinarily, we're in a giant ballroom, and we only need about a third or half of that ballroom. Tonight, we're in a really nice ballroom, but it's not giant. So this is a normal comp floor. The people who are practicing here want to get a good practice in. And of course, you're the class. You have the right of way. But anytime you can get what you want and they still get what they want, that would be ideal. So be really good at sharing space. As the class goes along tonight, every once in a while, I'm going to stop the class and point at someone who's practicing and say, watch this. This is what you all want to look like in a year or so. So like over in the corner, we have a couple that are practicing Latin, although they're not together at the moment. They're working on their actions. But anyway, as we go along, I'll point out things that samba is not quite relevant to us yet, but later something will be. So take dance position and get ready to go down this side. This is our last chance without music. There's a leader available. Do you want a leader? A couple of leaders. Okay. Here we go with the natural turn. Ready? And one, two, three, one. Change step. One, two, reverse. One, 3. 1, 2, 3. Change step, starting again. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. And a change step and reverse. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2. Change step. Natural turn to start again. Good. Come all the way back and let's do it to music. Here we go with the music. One, ready, and one, two, three, one, two, three, change, reverse. One, one, one. Now the natural. I have a question for the followers. Ladies, if your partner is dancing too fast, do you choose the music or your partner to follow? No. At least not in this class. If you're in a social situation, yeah, just shut up and follow, no matter if it's going off a cliff or not. But in this class, I want you to know your opinion is always welcome. And if you two don't agree, just bring it to the coach. That's why I'm here. So, we're going to do that again. Sometimes the leaders get so busy about their driving, they just drive too fast. So, I think you should speak up and say, slower. Leaders, if she says slower, she's probably right. So, I would try that. But if you have a question or you're not sure, whatever, just ask. Let's come back and do it again. I'm intentionally playing difficult, slow music for you. This is the kind of thing you get in social or competition situations. And that's what we're preparing for. I'll start you out again. Stay with the music. One, ready, and one, two, three, one. One, two, three, one. Change step and natural. One, two, three, one. Excellent. Come on back, new partner. Ladies without a partner get first dibs. Gentlemen, look for any woman who appears not to have had a partner, but otherwise just swap around. It's just... Start again. Unhand your partner a moment and let's create a list of priorities for your waltz. When you're dancing a waltz, what are some of the things you should be thinking about?
Posture.
Good. Stand really, really well. That includes keep your jaw level positive, keep your eye level positive, so don't let it drop. What else? So keep your eyes open for the neighbors. So if the woman sees that he's about to go backward into somebody, she should squeeze his shoulder with her left hand or his arm. Or if it's really close, just stop the couple. So the woman can hold the man back and not let him step if it would help prevent a collision. Sorry, what'd you say? Good. Make sure you change weight every time you close your feet. That's essential to be on the correct foot with your partner. What else? Have fun. So this is really, really important. Nobody wants to dance with someone who's having a miserable time. So even if you're having a miserable time, do it with a smile on your face. So, no, it's really, really important. It turns out that you should dance from the inside out and from the outside in. When you hear that music and you're confident and you've practiced, it just feels great. So enjoy yourself. They say devotion to the motion should create the emotion. So when you're dancing, just enjoy what it feels like. I mean, there's a reason why people love to dance. Find that joy and experience it every chance you get. But also, putting on a smile on your face is good. Dancing from the outside in also works. Sometimes I'll have children dance with their eyebrows up for the whole dance, and they end up dancing much, much better. And it starts to make them smile, and they move more. So little gimmicks like that actually work. So dance from the inside out and from the outside in. What else are you thinking about, or should be thinking about? How about a nice wide frame? So you've already mentioned posture. Add to it wide elbows. Stand with your partner and let me see that exquisite frame you've developed already. Shoulders down, elbows wide. Good. Gentlemen, ladies, stay where you are. Gentlemen, step away from your partner a moment. Ladies, stay where you are. Ladies, remember our 45-45 rule. Your head is turned 45 degrees left and 45 degrees up. Gentlemen, once she's 45-45, walk back in and take dance position. She's new and improved. Good. Shoulders down, but remember, 45-45. Great. Here comes the music. Let's dance it one more time. Remember, this music is trick music. Stay slow. One. Ready? And. One. Two. Three. One. 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 Two. Three, natural. Good, come back. Without a partner, let's separate and talk about rise and fall for your waltz. So followers, come back on this side. Leaders to your side. And again, just be aware of your surroundings. Great ballroom dancers always develop a sixth sense for people who are around so they're not running into people. They're conscientious. If you're a competitor, you also use that sixth sense to win. You always find the open spaces. You just know how to work the space. We're going to add rise and fall. That means, ladies, follow along with us. Gentlemen, on step one of the natural turn, step with your right foot, and that's a relatively down step. From there, go up onto your toes for the second and third steps, and then we'll come down and do it again for the next measure. Back with your left foot down, then go up to your toes for five, six. Now the right foot close change. Down, up, up. The reverse turn. Down, up. Up, go back with your right foot, and notice, when you go down going backward, you can't do a heel step. Going forward, it's always a heel step on the one count, but going backward, it's just toe heel. Toe heel with your right foot, but then still toe, toe to finish that reverse turn. And the final figure is the left foot close change, down, up, up, and then we start again with the natural turn. So let's back it up and make sure the women have got that. Throughout the waltz, you're dancing rise and fall. Down on the one count, up on the toes on the two and the three. Ladies, left foot back, and down, up, up. Down, up, up. Left foot, down, up, up. Right foot, down, up, up. Left foot, down, up, up. Right foot, down, up, up. And then we start again, down. Good. Back up and let's do that with music. Still without a partner. Rise and fall to the music. It should fit the feeling of waltz music. One. Ready. And. Down. Up. Up. Down. Up. Up. One. Two. Three. One. Thank you. One. One. Down. Up. Up. Down. Partner up and let's see. Rise and fall. With partner. Quickly. It's almost Halloween. Leader, raise your hand if you don't have a partner. Any leader without a partner. Ladies, quickly find the leaders. There's three hands up, four hands up. Okay, we're all set then. I guess all followers are claimed. Okay. There we go. Here is our basic amalgamation with the rise and fall. This should be a little bit awkward or clumsy at first, but we'll smooth it out as we go. Do you have the correct foot ready to go? Good. As you take that step, make sure you are in the down position on your one count. Ready? And down, up, up, down, up, up, down, up, up, down, up, up. One, two, three, one, two, three. Natural. Two, three, one, two, three. Good. Take it back to the beginning again. Good. Before we go again, let me put this into context a little bit. All of you have had a conversation at some point with someone who was boring. You're talking to this person, and is anybody there? So they don't really have anything to add to the conversation. They don't know what to say. As dancers, we are physical conversationalists. You want to dance in such a way that people actually care. They want to see you dance. If you dance your waltz and you don't do rise and fall, it can be a nice waltz, but it's a lot better when you add personality to it. Personality in the waltz means big steps. It means rise and fall. Eventually, it's going to mean add sway. There's all these dimensions that we add to your waltz that give it personality, color, that make it beautiful. So when you see someone dancing really well, that's what they're doing. They're adding in all the dimensions. So tonight's new dimension is the rise and fall. If you're having trouble remembering the amalgamation, got to get that first. Make sure you know where your turns are, the feet together, changing weight. But we want to know what rise and fall is. The worst thing about this class is having to miss a week. I hate it when we're missing a week. So when we're finished tonight, I won't see you again for 3 weeks, but the next class is in 2 weeks. I want to make sure you remember how this goes. Guest coach comes in 2 weeks. I want you to be able to tell them exactly what we're doing. We're doing the basic amalgamation in the waltz, and the most recent addition to it was rise and fall. Then the coach is going to say, oh, let me see it. And then the coach is going to have lots to add. So I want to make sure you've practiced it and are ready for the next upgrade. All of our practices and lessons are normal, I believe. I think it's only next Monday night that all of the rooms are taken. They didn't have any room to give us. So here comes the music with rise and fall. Let's see that basic amalgamation. One, ready, and down, up, up, 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 down, and starting again. One, two, three, four, five, six, change step, and one, two, three, four, five, six, change step, and natural turn to start again. Good. Back to the beginning. One last time, I'd like you to do the amalgamation on your own. So followers, back to that way. Leaders, just stay where you are. Go when you're ready. See if you have it figured out. You're on your own. Thank you. On tonight's latest topic, Rise and Fall, I want to make sure you heard that rise and fall should be gradual. The term rise and fall, in my opinion, is badly named. I mean, you shouldn't be falling anywhere. So I want to make sure you did hear that we are down on one and gradually go up on the second and third steps. So even though I was calling out down, up, up, it's actually down, halfway up, up, down, halfway up, up, and all the way up still is not with straight legs. If you straighten your legs, your butt sticks out the back, you pull away from your partner, it topples over. So at the top, get as high on your toes as you can, but there's always still a little bit of flex in your legs. Let's test that with partner one more time. Ladies, find someone you have not danced with yet tonight. Good. Here comes the music one last time with the most dramatic rise and fall of your life thus far. One, ready, and down, up, up, down, up, up. Down, up, up. Look professional. Always look better than you are. Good. Bring it on back. If you make contact with another couple, always apologize, even if it's not your fault. In tonight's class, there are going to be points where you touch somebody else from another couple. It's really, really important. If you can, check to see how they're doing. Make sure nobody got hurt. I hope you don't have to stop to do it, but do stop if you need to, and always apologize. It's easy to get into the habit of hitting people and pretending like you didn't even notice. And maybe you're so busy about your rise and fall or whatever you didn't notice, but start noticing. Contact is to be avoided with other couples, whatever it takes. In the competition this past weekend, there was a couple that was spinning around, and another couple came close to them, and the guy hit with his elbow the other woman in the head. And the other woman was still there, so he hit her again. And she was still there, so he hit her again. And you see this kind of stuff all of the time. If you don't fix it from the beginning, it's too late. Once you're raised with bad habits, you probably carry those bad habits throughout your life. Another little couple turned a promenade position in the tango, and there was a couple in the way that hadn't started yet. They didn't care. They bashed into them. And the couple still wasn't gone, so they hit them again. And they ran into them four times. And it needs to be fixed from the beginning, so just pay attention. And it's a gentleman and lady problem. Everybody in the couple is responsible for good manners. What goes around comes around. At the championship level, there just aren't that many great dancers. We all end up on the same floor. If you've got a reputation for being rude, you've got everybody against you. So besides developing your own dancing and whatever that entails, you've got to deal with people hitting you all the time because what goes around comes around. So just develop good manners. That's the waltz. Are there any questions before we move on? Okay, the gaping hole in your knowledge right now in the waltz is how do we turn corners? So get ready. That'll be the next thing in the waltz. That's also the next thing in the quick step, which we're going to do now. So let's do the quick step figures from the beginning. Gentlemen, you're facing diagonal wall. Like the waltz, you're starting with your right foot. Dance the quarter turn to the right. Slow, quick, quick, slow. The progressive chasse. Slow, quick, quick, slow. And the forward lockstep. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Start again with a quarter turn. Forward, side together, side. Back, side together, side. Lock, side together, side. Forward, side together, side. Back, side together, side. And lock, quick, quick, slow. Good. Let's go all the way back and make sure the women have theirs. So the lock was new last week, and this week we'll be learning another new pattern in the quick step, and it will also include a lock. Ladies, let's make sure you've got a lock on the lock. Quarter turn, and slow, quick, quick, slow. Chasse, quick, quick, slow. lock. Quick, quick, slow. Quarter turn. Quick, quick, slow. Chasse. Quick, quick, slow. Lock. Quick, quick, slow. Let's come forward and do a few of the locks just for the practice. As you've discovered, you've got the harder part on the lock. Yes, let's do it slowly and make sense out of that. And ladies, come out this way a little further. Since we're going to do a series of back locks, we want to have room for it. Just the lock. Go back with your left foot, then with your right foot. Slip the left one in front, and then uncross. Then we start again. Back, back, cross, back. Yes. Yes, so the front foot gets you into the lock and the back foot gets you out of it.
Okay.
Okay. I think everybody sees how to do the lock. Let's mix it back in. Not with partner yet, just with the other figures. So here comes the quarter turn. Ready? And slow, quick, quick, slow. Progressive chasse. And lock. Quick, quick, slow. Quarter turn. Quick, quick, slow. Chasse. Quick, quick, slow, lock, quick, quick, slow, and let's go all the way back and pick up a partner. Find one with good posture. In case you're interested, the quick step has rise and fall also. The first step of every figure is down, and the chasse is always up on the toes. But if you need to focus on the figures, fine. Let's get the steps right, most importantly. Ready, and slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, lock, slow, quick, quick, quarter turn, slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, lock, slow. Quick, quick, quarter turn, slow. Quick, quick, slow, slow. Quick, quick, lock, slow, and turn around. Let's dance it back the other way. Stand well. Look well. Elbows out to the side. Air out your armpits. Quarter turns. Ready? And slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, lock, slow. Quarter turn again, slow. Quick, quick, slow, slow. Quick, quick, lock, slow. Quarter turn again, slow. Quick, quick, slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Good. Turn around and find a new partner.
After the lock, is it a step forward or a step back?
Up, step forward.
Okay, forward.
We always start again from the beginning, and that's a forward step.
Right, right.
Can you reach out and touch a neighboring couple? Make sure you cannot. What starts out as just an arm touch becomes a foot kick once we start moving, so stay spread out. Good. Are you looking confident?
Yes.
Is her head to the left? Ladies, which eye is higher?
Right.
I hope it's very clear that you are arced with your body, so the right eye is higher. Okay, good. Here comes the music. One, two, ready, and slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, lock. How are you?
I just got here to land a class.
So far we've reviewed the basic amalgamation and the waltz. Turn around! And now we're just reviewing the lock step that we learned last week. One, two, ready, and slow. Thank you. partner and separate. My highest priority for you for tonight is self-sufficiency. Make sure you can do it all, and you can do it on your own. Let's check it. I'm going to put on the music. I'll be dancing the followers part, but everybody, let's dance it through together with music. The idea is to dance it confidently. Know your own part. One, two, ready, and slow. Quick, quick, slow, slow. Quick, quick, lock. Corner turn. Good. Turn around and dance back the other way. You're on your own. Go whenever you're ready. Good, good, good. With everything you learn, there are three stages. The first stage is kind of the course stage, where you're just trying to figure out what is it. The second stage is where you've achieved a certain amount of mastery with it. Everything is correct and working. And the third, the final, the highest stage is where you're an artist, where you've taken that lockstep and maybe added something special to it that's unique to you. So playing around with things. So we're not interested in the final stage, in people who can just color inside the lines. We actually want to see you making gorgeous pictures and expressing yourself. The first thing, though, is just get the plan down. Does everybody see what the plan is for the quick step so far? Okay. We're about to learn how to turn corners in the quick step. Are you ready to take the next step? So let's dance down to the corner, and then we'll do it when we get there. From the beginning, ready and slow. Quick, quick, slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow, slow. Hold it right there. What's the next figure? Ordinarily, it would be a lock. In this particular case, I've decided this is a good place to turn the corner. So now let's figure out how we do that. So the lock can be added or omitted depending on what the spatial circumstances are. Gentlemen, do the first three steps of the natural turn that we did in the waltz. Forward, side, together. Where are you backing now? Probably more importantly, where am I backing? Line of dance. So gentlemen, after three steps of a natural turn, at the midpoint of that turn, you're backing the line of dance. So she's facing the line of dance. Now, stay there a moment. You're going to go back, men, with your left foot into a chasse. Slow, quick, quick, slow. And then left foot forward into a lock. Quick, quick, slow. And that's how we turn corners in the quick step. Face the corner and let's do that again. I'm going to start behind you so when you get turned around you can see what's what. First, start with your right foot and dance half of the natural turn. Forward, side, together. Now go back with your left foot for the chasse. Slow, quick, quick, slow, and left foot forward immediately into a lock. Quick, quick, slow. Now you have your right foot free. You're facing diagonal wall, ready to go down the next side of the room. Although it doesn't look like it if we're already close to this wall. But that was to turn that corner. Let's do it one more time. That's called the tipple chasse to the right. Do you know what a tipple is? In British speak, that is an alcoholic beverage. So originally when someone invented the tipple chasse, it looked like they'd had one too many. So we're not going to dance it in that way, but that's what tipple means for our purposes here. That's where it started. So gentlemen, half of the natural turn and slow, quick, quick. Hold it. So that's the beginning of this figure. That count, slow, quick, quick, is unique. Up till now, everything's been slow, quick, quick, slow. Now, left foot back into your chasse. Slow, quick, quick, slow, and the lockstep. Quick, quick, slow. From here, right foot forward to do the quarter turn to start down the next side of the room, which we don't have much space for now. Ladies, let's do your tipple chasse to the right. So, from where we are here, ready to turn a corner, left foot back and do half of a natural turn. Slow, quick, quick. Make sure your feet are aligned with these boards. Now, I'm going to get on the other side. Right foot forward to dance a chasse. And slow, quick, quick, slow. And right foot back to do a lock. Quick, quick, slow. When you do that lock, there is no turn. You're already there. It's just back, cross, back. Do just that lock a moment. Right foot back. Back, cross, back. Now let's dance into that again. Starting backing the corner. Let's do our half natural again. Ready? And slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Again. Notice that when we start the natural turn, you're turning to your right, and this figure continues turning to the right all the way through. Let's do that again. Left foot back, natural turn. And slow, quick, quick, slow. Side together, side, lock, step back. Again. Ready? And slow, quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. What do we do from here? The quarter turn to the right, left foot back. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow. In a moment, when you dance that with a partner, he may need your help. Make sure you know your part. If both people know it, two brains are better than one. So, gentlemen, do you have it? I don't believe you. Here we go again. Natural turn. And slow, quick, quick, slow. Side together, side and lock step. Quarter turn. Always practice getting out of things. So when you finish, just go forward immediately into the beginning of our quick step, just facing this new wall. Let's put this with a partner and see where we are. Gentlemen, go to the women. Ladies, stay there. I want the men to dance this in the corner. So gentlemen, go over and invite one of the ladies to dance. Ladies, if you don't have a partner, raise your hand. Should be a boy for every girl. Good. When we dance this tipple in the corner, we always start outside partner. So gentlemen, right foot is going to go forward outside her feet. Ladies, left foot back. Ready? And slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow, then the quarter turn to start from the beginning. Good. Come do it again. Myra, can I lead you? Watch this. So when we go into the tipple, we start outside partner. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Then the quarter turn starts again from there. If you can, do it around the next corner when you get there. It'd be great practice to be able to do it around both of the corners here at the end of the room. Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's see that with partner. Outside partner. There's one. Ready and slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quarter turn. Quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Come back. New partner. Leaders, raise your hand if you don't have a partner. Followers, find one. Here's a leader. Good. Here we go, outside partner. Ready and slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, quarter turn. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Thank your partner and separate. Ladies, come back this way. Gentlemen, let's go through it again. Leaders, here we go again. First, the natural turn. And slow, quick, quick. Which foot now? Good. So we go back with the left and pigeon toe that foot. Back, side together, side, and lock step. Now the quarter turn. Forward, side together, side. Back, side together, side. Okay. Ladies, one more time. Left foot back for the natural. and slow. Hold it. What foot are you going forward with? Right foot. Between his feet or outside his feet? Between. So you'll just step straight forward between his feet, and that's the beginning of the chasse. Quick, quick, slow, back, cross, back. Do it again. For a little while, you'll hit that lockstep maybe 1 out of 3 times, 2 out of 3. I want to see 3 out of 3. So here we go again with our natural. And slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, lock, back, cross, back. It is.
You just yell it really fast.
Yeah.
He says it right before you start, right?
Yes. Yeah. I'm kind of like an aerobics teacher calling out the routine ahead of time. When I say lock, that doesn't mean get crossed. It means get ready to get crossed. So it's going to be back, cross, back. But I don't want to call it right when it's supposed to happen. Let's do it again.
The man takes his forward step as the woman goes around.
With that, the very beginning?
After the...
So you were still in the tipple, right?
Yeah.
So after he's in his tipple, quick, quick, slow, then the lockstep is forward once she has passed him. I think that's what you mean. Okay. Here we go. Ready? And slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, lock. Back, cross, back, and then quarter turn. Excellent. Partner up one more time. Find somebody really strange. Any other leaders? There's a leader. Okay, there's another leader.
Okay.
Here we go, outside partner. Ready and slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quarter turn. Quick, quick, slow. Good. Do it again. Come back.
Can you show me again?
Mm-hmm. Can I do it with you?
Yeah.
I'm going to start everybody with us.
Yeah.
You ready to go back with your left foot?
Yeah.
Ready? And slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. And here's the lock. So go back with your right foot.
Right?
Quick, and then cross in front.
Right,
yes.
Right. Because my last lock was like start from that.
That's true. This one starts with the right foot.
Can you do it?
Back, cross, back. Yeah,
right?
The other lock had a left foot step first, and then we did the lock, but now we don't have that step anymore in this figure.
Okay.
So right foot lock, quick, quick, slow. Yes. Good, and then from there we start again, outside partner, to do the quarter turn.
Okay.
Good.
Can you do again, please?
Practice! Competition is Sunday! And slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quarter turn. That was correct.
Oh.
And then we go back to the beginning from there.
Thank you.
Sure. Come back! Quickly! Ladies, come back to your side. Gentlemen. Now I'm going to give you your homework. Be able to dance 4 consecutive tipple chassés. Here we go, gentlemen. So in every case, we will do 1, 2, 3 of the natural turn, and then the tipple chasse to the right. We will immediately go into the next natural turn and the next tipple. Ready? And slow. Quick, quick, slow. Chasse, slow. Lock, natural turn. Slow. Quick, quick, tipple. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, natural turn. Slow. Quick, quick, tipple. Quick, quick, slow. One more natural turn. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Chasse, side. Don't step on the women. And then we start again. So like I say, that's your homework. So tonight, you were introduced to the tipple, and we danced it at a corner. Be able to dance it in a big square, as if you're at 4 different corners. Ladies, here we go. Natural turn and slow. Quick, quick, slow. Chasse, slow. Lockstep, natural turn, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, lock. Quick, quick, natural, slow. Quick, quick, tipple. Quick, quick, slow. Lock, natural, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Lockstep, natural. Good. You meet lots of friends this way. Good. Listen carefully. I presented that as homework, to being able to do four. To be able to do four requires fluency. Well, you can't have fluency 5 minutes after you've learned the figure. So, for tonight, make sure you understand how to do one good tipple. If one works, try two. And eventually, I'd like to see you just be able to do four. There are very chance circumstances where you do four because rooms just aren't made that way, usually. So, it's only used at each of the four corners. Doing it four times in a row is just an exercise, but a very healthy one for you. Are there any questions on how to turn corners in the quick step? Okay, questions will arise, so do practice. We're now ready to go to our Latin dances, rumba, cha-cha, jive. Let's do the rumba with a partner. Ladies, go find your favorite rumba partner. Here's the leader. Good. You are about to dance the rumba. In dancing this rumba, remember, occasionally you let go of your partner and your arm goes out to the side and might hit someone. So spread out so you cannot hit someone. Like that. The payback. Good. I'll start you out. The basic. Three, four, one, two, three, four, New York. Two, three, four, two, three, four, underarm turn, hand to hand, back rock. Two, three, four, basic. Two, three, four. Good. Do you know your partner's name? Okay. Stay with that partner and come in really close. Everybody, come in really closely. So, that was good rumba on the wrong beat of music. So now we're going to do good rumba on the right beat of music. When I play this music, I'd like you to listen to the beats, and every time you hear the one beat, just go. And as soon as you got it picked up and you're ready to join in the group, everybody should be doing at the same time. Here comes the music. Show me your one the moment you hear it. Good. That was a good collective one. We're like the Borg. So that was very good. Did you even know Star Trek? So, so anyway, it is vital to dance in all of your music, with all of your dances, with the music. In the rumba, that means find the one beat, and whatever you do, don't step on the one. So this time, can you do that when you hear the two beat? This is going to be harder. Listen for the two beat and put out two fingers every time you hear it. Scissors. Good. So in order to find the two, you had to find the one, and then let the one go by and nail the two. With your partner, spread out. Let's see if you can start your rumba on the correct beat of music. Whenever you're ready. If there's a way that we can work so you can go by, we can do that. Are you doing smooth, standard?
Yes, but we're doing piece by piece.
Okay.
So we're fine. Thank
you. Good. That was completely different. Make sure you've got that. Notice, this music is not a bunch of musicians who are uncertain. These are certain musicians. Listen to them for a moment. Listen how definite that is. Everybody's got a job. Everybody knows exactly where they're supposed to be in the music. And that's your job as well. You are the visual representation of that music. I want to see confidence every time you take your step. 2, 3, 4. So one more time, show me confidence. Go when ready with partner. Good. Nail that beat. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Excellent. Change partners. Find your favorite cha-cha partner. Quickly. Any leader without a partner, just raise your hand. Good, so there's... good. Okay. Let's do the cha-cha first without the music just to get your engine running properly. You are still too close to the neighbors. Spread out more, somewhere. There's space over there, space up front, space at the back. Good. If you can hit someone, you will. Here comes the cha-cha. I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Then you start on the 2 beat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. 2, 3, cha-cha-cha. New York. Cha-cha-cha. 2, 3, 4, and 1. Eyes up. Look your partner in the eye. Underarm turn. Make your partner laugh. 2, 3, cha-cha-cha. 2, 3, 4, and 1. 2, 3, 4, and 1. 2, 3, basic step. 2, 3, 4, and 1. 2, 3, cha-cha-cha. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, rock, step, cha-cha-cha. 2, 3, cha-cha, 1. Cha-cha-cha. New York with a bang. Pow, pow. Look your partner in the eye. Good, good, good. We're going to add something brand new to the cha-cha tonight. My weekend job is to judge dance competitions. And when the couples dance, I don't really usually have to think about how to place them. It looks like they've made all the decisions for me. So all I do is sit there and record it. So when you dance the cha-cha, for instance, as soon as you stand with really good posture, you're saying, mark me first. On the other hand, if you start moving and your elbows drop or your eyes drop, then you're saying, mark me last or whatever. So whether you're a social dancer or a competition dancer, your priorities aren't much different. You still want to look good. You want to make your partner look good. You want to have a good time while you're dancing. So there's all these things that go into social dancing or competitive dancing, which aren't that different. So stand with this partner really confidently. Everybody is a professional here. We're all professionals. Good. This is our class picture day. I'm just kidding, but pretend. Get ready for the class picture. Good. This is the picture that's going to be posted all over campus. Your face doing cha-cha. Make sure you're standing and presenting well. Good. Unhand that partner, and everybody turn to face the same direction. Let's learn a new trick. Everybody's facing the same way. And let's back up just a little bit. Just the front line back up, because we're going to need to go forward. You've learned how to do a lockstep in the quick step. Now we're going to do a lockstep in the cha-cha. Start with your right foot and do a rock step. One, two. Then go forward with that foot to dance a lock. Cha, cha, cha. Now do a lock with the other foot. Forward, cross, forward. And one more. Cha, cha, cha. Let's back up and do that again. So we are crossing behind for three locks forward, and then in a moment we're going to do three locks back that cross the other way. I'm sorry? Yes, yes. So here we go again. Rock back with your right foot. Rock, step. Cha-cha-cha. 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 Let's do it going the other way. We start by doing a forward rock with the left foot. Rock, step, and then back, cross, back. Back, cross, back. Back, cross, back. And that is called the three cha-cha-chas. It goes both directions. This is a chance for the leaders to learn how to lock back and the followers to learn how to lock moving forward. Here we go again with a rock step back. And rock step. Right foot lock. Left foot lock. Right foot lock. Rock step. Left foot lock. Right foot lock. Left foot lock. Rock and start again. Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha. Rock, step. Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha. Rock, step. Ladies, come over on this side. Let's find out how to put this into our choreography. What is the name of the last figure in the rumba and cha-cha routine? The solo spot turn. Everyone do that last figure. Gentlemen, start with your right foot and step across. Ladies, step with your left foot across. We step over, pivot around, and then cha-cha to the side. Do that one more time. The solo spot turn. And step, pivot, cha-cha-cha. Now, the three cha-cha-chas. Ladies, you're going to rock back, then go forward. Gentlemen, you've got the hard part. You're going to rock forward and then lock back. And rock, step, cha-cha-cha, 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 rock, step, cha-cha-cha, 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 basic step, and that'll take us back to the beginning of our routine. Let's do that again. Solo spot turn, and then the locks. And cross, pivot, chasse side, rock, step, cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha, rock, step. Cha-cha-cha, 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 basic step, cha-cha-cha. Ladies, do you have it? Let's find out. Stepping across, and two, three, cha-cha-cha, rock, step. Cha-cha-cha, 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 rock, step. Cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha, basic step, cha-cha-cha, two, three, New York. Find a partner. Patty, cake. We're going to do the solo spot turn. So start with that one hand patty cake position. Get ready to step over to do the solo turn. Ready? And two, three, cha-cha-cha. Now, hold your partner with a double hand hold. Hold both of her hands. And am I racking up, are you? The hand hold I have in mind is kind of like the old style bicycle handlebars that are out to the side. So that's the best connection. With this wide double hold, we'll dance our rock step and three cha-cha-chas. Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's see the spot turn again. We're going to dance into that hold. Stepping across, ready, and two, three, double hold, rock step. Cha-cha-cha, 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 rock step. Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha, basic step, two, three, cha-cha-cha, New York. Cha-cha-cha, two, three. New partner! Butt turn. Get ready to step over on the two beat. Two, three, four, one. Step, step, cha-cha-cha. Rock, step. Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha. Rock, step, cha-cha-cha. Basic step. New York, cha-cha-cha. Two, three. Underarm turn. Back rock, hand to hand. Two, three, cha-cha-cha. Patty cake. Here it comes, two-hand hold, rock, step, cha-cha-cha. Two, three, cha-cha-cha. Basic. New York. Do you understand the plan? Thank your partner, separate, let's see if you have it. Without a partner, starting with the solo turn. Two, three, four, one. Two, three, cha-cha-cha. Rock, step, cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha. Two, three, four, and one. Basic step. New York. Good, good, good. Is that music rambunctious or laid back? Is that how we want your cha-cha?
No.
So I've played laid back and it's kind of a setup. When you dance the cha-cha, every single time you move your foot, you want it to be sharp. When you're dancing these locks, cha-cha-cha, make sure every step has almost angry feet to it. It makes it lots of fun to dance a percussive cha-cha as opposed to a soft melodic cha-cha. So like I say, that music was a setup. Yes?
Social versus competition?
Not really. It would be really great for you to go to a social dance and dance the cha-cha and look around at how people do it. You'll find people who have never done any competition and have no interest in a competition, and they have such great sense of rhythm. Sharpness is automatically there. But competitors, it's necessary. So good to learn that sharpness. So I'm going to play a different type of cha-cha, go a little faster, find somebody new, and let's do one last cha-cha. We're going to go from the very beginning with the basic step. Two, three, four, one, two, three, cha-cha-cha, New York. cha cha. Sharp feet. Sharp, 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 sharp. Turn solo. Three cha cha cha. Two, three, cha cha cha. Cha cha cha. Cha cha cha. Two, three. Basic. New York. And one. Three cha-cha-cha. Two, three, cha-cha-cha. Two and three, four and one. Cha-cha-cha. Basic step. Cha-cha-cha. Solo turn. Three cha-cha-chas. Rock step. Excellent. Give yourselves a round of applause. That was great. It is really, really important that you get into the team spirit, get to the competitions, even if this weekend you find for whatever reason you don't want to compete, get to the Colonial Classic and see what it's all about. In a few weeks after that, we go to DCDI, which is right here on the campus. And again, I'd love for you all to compete, but if you don't compete, come anyway and see what it's all about. It's really fun. And then a few weeks after that, we all hop on the bus and we go to the United States National Collegiate Championships in Columbus. And that is really fun. And they have divisions at every one of these comps for people who just started dancing a month ago. So it's perfect for you. So have fun with it. When you're dancing on the comp floor, the people outside, off the floor, are cheering for you. You've got your team clapping the cha-cha rhythm, cha-cha-cha, to make sure you can hear it. So it's really, really fun to get into the spirit with the team like that. And of course, your dancing just goes places when you start competing. It just kind of forces you to get good at it. The next dance for tonight is the jive. Do you have any questions on the cha-cha before we move on? In that case, do you remember how to do the basic in the jive? That was resounding. Gentlemen, back that way. Ladies, this way. Good. In the jive, we start. Turned away from the partner a little bit. Gentlemen, chasse with your left foot forward. One, two, three. Your right foot back. One, two, three. And then a back rock. One, two. Then we start again. Left, two, three. Right, two, three. Back, step. Left, two, three. Right, two, three. Back, step. Left, two, three. Right, two, three. Good. So ladies, you're starting with your right foot and going forward first, then backward, and then rock, step. Stay facing that way throughout. Find a partner and let's see the jive. Remember that our dance position for jive is a little bit different. May I? Gentlemen, the hands, the connected hands are at waist level. Your thumb is on the back of her hand, gently. And we're ready to go. But I'm going to come around for inspection a moment. So bring it down to there. Good. Good. Let it just a little bit lower. Casual. Good. And lower.
Okay. And lower.
Okay.
And lower. Lower, 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 lower. Good. Thumb on the back of her hand. There. I couldn't tell if you were laughing or crying over here.
Oh. No?
Good. And a little lower. Good. And don't abuse her. There's nerves back there. Good. Here we go with the music. Now let's do it without music first. Ready? And... One, two, three, one, two, three, rock, step. One, two, three, one, two, three, rock, step. One, two, three, one, two, three, rock, step. If you've got it and you know it, keep your head up. One, two, three, one, two, three, rock, step. One, two, three. Now let's do it to the music. Ready? And one, two, three. One, two, three. Rock, step. You don't like my music. Good, good, good. Let's go crazy with this. Ladies, come back this way. No, better yet, stay with that partner a moment. And may I?
Sure.
Can we demonstrate something?
Maybe.
Everyone do this. You're in closed position with your partner. Everybody stand like you're doing the basic. Gentlemen, lift up the hands. Ladies, walk underneath. Lower the hands. Watch this again. Gentlemen, you're going to pick up the hands. She's going to walk underneath, and then we lower them. Good. Let's all do that together. Hands up. Ladies, go under. Lower them. Pick the hands up and turn her the other way. Good. So watch this combination. We're going to do the basic step first. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two. First underarm turn. Second underarm turn. And then we'll come back to do our basic again. Here we go. Ready? And. One, two, three. One, two, three. Under the arm. One, two, three. One, two, three. Other way. One, two, three. One, two, three. Bring her back in. Good. Now let's learn how to do it. Thank you. Let's come back this way. Gentlemen, you have it really rough. Can you do the basic step four times? Let's see it. And one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two. Second time. One, two, three, one, two. Third time. And fourth time. That's your part. Ladies, as usual, you don't have it so easy. First, the basic. And one, two, three, one, two, three, turn to the right. One, two, three, one, two, three, turn to the left. One, two, three, one, two, three, basic step. The important thing for you to remember is when you turn, you still have to have two chassés and a back rock. Watch. In the basic, you have a chassé right, a chassé left, and a back step. When we do the first turn, chassé right, chassé left, back step. When we do the second turn, chassé right, chassé left, back step. So stick to that formula and you'll be golden. Let's try that. Basic first, and right chassé, left chassé, here we go. Right chassé, left chassé, back step. Right chassé, left chassé, back step. Basic. He is going to be a totally unreliable leader for a while, so it's important for you to know your part. Let's do it again. And right chassé, left chassé, here we turn. Right chassé, left chassé, other way. Right chassé, left chassé, basic step. Find a partner. Gentlemen, you're supposed to be the traffic controller in this, but for the moment, just feel where she's going and go with it. There's a leader. Gone. Okay. Here we go. Ready? And one, two, three. One, two, three. Underarm turn. Right chassé, left chassé, back step. Right chassé, left chassé, back step. Right chassé, left chassé. Hold it. That was great. Ladies, notice if you take a big step, your arm won't be long enough. So you end up out here with your butt stuck out. Not a good look. Let's do it again. Keep your steps small. Ready? And right chassé, left chassé, back step. Right chassé, left chassé, back step. Right chassé, let's do it again.
Okay, yep.
Good. Keep it going. You're on your own.
One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two. Right chassé, left chassé, back step. Right chassé, left chassé, back step. Right chassé, left chassé, back step. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two.
Good. Have you done this before?
Yes, but to different instructions, so my Ooh. Mind is all mixed up. So, yes.
Thank you. Thank your partner and separate. Ladies, come back. Gentlemen, let's work on your lead. Ladies, while I'm talking to the gentlemen about their lead, you are to focus on dancing very smooth, gradual turns. For instance, when you get to your first turn, you could finish the turn really fast, but that would be a mess. So all you want to do is right chasse, left chasse, just make it really gradual and easy. Don't mess up your hair. When we put on the music, then you can mess up your hair. Gentlemen, from the beginning. And 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, pick up your left hand and she goes under, put it down. Pick it back up, put it down. And then you bring her back together and then we'll start again. Here's the next underarm turn, pick it up, put it down. Rock, step, pick it up, put it down. Rock, step. So your part is just to guide her momentum. She provides the momentum. You don't have to move her. All you have to do is guide her. Ladies, let's check your work. Ready? And 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Most gradual wind turns. Keep it gradual. And the other way. Smoothly turn. Basic step. Good. Find somebody who looks really cool. Quickly, quickly. It's almost Columbus Day. There's men down here waiting. There's men down there. Good ones, too. Good. The look of good dancing is always cool. So not tense. Do you want to look like a beginning driver? So just be cool. Good. Here we go with our basic to music. Ready? And 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Under the arm slowly. Excellent. Change partners. We're going faster. New partner. Good. Keep in mind, if you can reach out and touch someone, you will eventually kick them while dancing. So stay spread out. Good. Gentlemen, it's really important for you to have heard her turns are gradual. So we're not trying to see how fast we can turn her. All you do is just pick up the arm. Notice that she's taking her time for this turn. That's really important. Ready? And 1, 2, 3. Slowly turn. Rock step. 1, 2, 3. Excellent. Excellent. We're going to go so fast with this jive, it's important for you to be able to stand inside a doorway and do your basic. So, excuse me, Rob. So, see this little space? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Be able to dance it in that small a space. If you can dance it in that small a space, then we start to put more action to the legs and the hips, and we get a really rhythmic, fast dance. So, keep it small. Are there any questions on any of your dances? When is your next class?
2 weeks.
The 19th, in 2 weeks. When's the next time I see you?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. When's the best time to practice? right now before you leave the room. So we're going to go through some announcements and stuff as usual. Feel free to stay and run through anything. It's a little crowded, but practice is good, and especially soon after you've learned things. Can we do the announcements down at that end and I can start the next class?
Sure.
Good. Come on down for announcements. Come on down.